Lead photos. On September 1, 1978, the National Federation of the Blind purchased property at 1800 Johnson Street in Baltimore, Maryland, and began the step-by-step process of renovating it to create the National Center for the Blind that we know today. By the time our national convention took place in Baltimore in 1981, the first offices at our new headquarters were in use, and Federationists could tour the entire property on the 4th of July, the day before the convention began. But from the moment the legal documents were signed that September morning in 1978, the National Federation of the Blind has been an active member of the corporate community in Maryland. On January 17, 2008, the Maryland Senate passed a resolution and presented a plaque to President Maurer commemorating 30 years of the NFB's contribution to the community. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "Maryland Senator Joan Carter Conway, right, presents a plaque to NFB President Mark Maurer in Maryland's Senate chamber." Senate of Maryland Resolution. Be it hereby known to all that the Senate of Maryland offers its sincerest congratulations to National Federation of the Blind in recognition of 30 years of commitment to promoting equality for the blind, particularly in the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland. The entire membership extends best wishes on this memorable occasion and directs this resolution be presented on this 17th day of January 2008. Thomas V. Mike Miller, Jr., President of the Senate. Senator Joan Carter Conway, Sponsor. Senate Resolution Number 56.